Blog Talk Radio.
July 12th. We're glad that you are here, and we are here for you. I am your host, Michael Long, and our guest for this show is the wonderful, beautiful Christy Lee, and she's going to be taking your phone calls for psychic readings, healings, if you need a clearing, just any help you need in your life, okay? If you are listening and you're struggling with whatever, please call in. Christy will help you. I've seen it myself over and over. And people feel so much better after speaking to Christy. So all you have to do is call into the radio show right now, if you're live, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone so that we know you want to speak to Christy, okay? Press that 1 on your phone. Now, if you would like to speak to Christy privately, she does private sessions, and you can contact her. All of her contact information for Christy is right on the show page. Okay, it includes the phone number of 251-599-5820, and also the website is there, email is there, and we'll be talking more about that as we go into the show. But it's all right there in front of you. And Christy Lee is my guest every Wednesday here at this time, 7 o'clock Central Time. So if you're listening to this in archive, come on over to a live show. We'd love to have you. And all of Christy's previous shows are in demand here on Journey into the Light. So look at the shows that are on demand, and then you want to go ahead and page forward. Like go to the second page, third page, and you'll see her shows each week so you can kind of gauge where they're at. Okay, this is the only show we're doing tonight on Journey in Light, so come aboard, call in, love to have you. Okay, now let's go ahead and bring in our guest to the show. This is Christy Lee. Welcome, Christy.
And what an awesome introduction. Thank you so much, Michael.
Oh, you deserve it. So. And the audience agrees.
Such a great energy that we're bringing in tonight, and it's such a blessing to be here. I just feel honored and privileged to have everybody here from the audience join us, and man, being here with you, just thank you.
Oh, it's all my pleasure. I've seen you help so many people that call in, also friends of mine, and they all tell me the same, how transformed they are after speaking to you. And I know you just do this out of your, you know, just the love of your heart, and that's what's so beautiful about it. It's so genuine and pure and just and right intent. So that's great.
Man, all glory go to God. I mean, that's
yes,
it.
Amen.
I just said, you know, use me as an instrument for your will, and let's bring forth healing unto the nations. That's where I'm at. So it's such an honor to be able to be used and to align with such awesome people and to be a witness to the transformation in everybody's life. So, yes.
Yes, yes, amen, I agree. So, Christy, what's the topic today?
Oh, I really just want to touch for just a moment about awakening. And it really seems to be the theme right now. I have, I began going through my own awakening. Everybody hears the buzz, awakening, what's that all about? And my awakening started back in 2002, it began a suicide with my second husband, my kids' father, and it spun me into the abyss of hell, and I spent 9 months running my life out of control, and at my nine-month period is when I found myself like really dropping into a period of my own hell. And that's when I called out, and I couldn't do it anymore, you know. And I called out, and I asked for some intervention. And at that moment was when I had contact with what I call the divine. And I began to get, like, visions of my own life going before me. And all the things in the past, all the times that I had felt like I was so alone, and recognize that I never was. It was all part of a greater plan and a purpose. And I got visions of myself in that moment, and I got visions of what was to come in the future. I spent the next, 3.5 years going through a period of time, which I call being on a sabbatical. I went social worker into working hospice, and I got to spend a lot of time with women who were at a transitionary period of their life. And I listened to stories of women that had watched and been a witness to their own dreams being made manifest, and to the things that they loved about their families, and to the things that they wish that would have mended. And I got to be a witness to people that didn't ever bring their own dreams forward, that they always had that like urge and that push to go forward, but for whatever reason they were held back. And I got to see happy things where people came into peace, and I got to be a witness to people that never did. And coming out of that time of my life, it hit me very hard that it was not time to play it small. It was time to step up and do something completely different in a different direction. And that's when I began going more, turning towards the spiritual path. And since then, I've come into contact with many people who have gone through not the exact same experience, but similar experiences. And the energies began really opening up on the planet for us to be able to access in to the higher frequencies, the higher dimensions, and being guided in by, the upper kingdoms, what would be considered like the heavenly kingdoms. And more people are starting to wake up to the divine inside of them. But most of the time that happens during an experience that seems like your life is over. And it doesn't just happen one time. But I want to just really honor everybody who is out there that's going through anything that is feeling extremely dark and feeling like you don't know what direction to turn, who to turn to, what's going on, feeling like your whole world has been shattered, and let you know that your world's being shattered in a sense, but it's only shaking away from you that which you're not. And if you don't turn to grab back a hold of the things that you think that you're losing in the way of relationships or employment or the death of somebody or a loss of a house or whatever appears to be something that you're losing, and you allow all of the layers to begin to really shed off, you're going to come more into an awakening of who you really are and more aligned into your divine purpose and plan for your life. And so I know that we've had some really crazy energies with the summer solstice. That was a time that we opened up being able to access both parts of the divine feminine, the divine masculine, really into aligning that twin flame inner union. And we've just come up on that brand new full moon. And I know, just like the ocean is red, by the tides of the ocean, so are we. We're finally like back to where it's going to be more into the flow. But anybody that's out there, hold on. And if you need help, please reach out. If you don't know who to reach out to, all you simply have to do is scream help. And I promise you, you've got angels and guides that are all around you, and they're there for you. They're there to assist. It's just sometimes we get so caught up in that turmoil of being tossed. It feels like we're being tossed in the ocean. If anybody's ever stood next to the shore and the waves just keep crashing on you and you keep getting spilled down to the ground, it feels like that emotionally. But if you just swim out past the break of the waves, then you're finally able to like float, and then you're back into that ease. And you've got that same ability with your emotional stuff that you might be going through. Reach out, call upon, the divine, call upon Mother Earth, call upon all of the beings that come from every direction. Call upon your father, and love is available to you. Call out and you can have whatever it is that you need come make manifest into your life. And tonight, I just really want to do a huge shout out. When I was really going through a dark time in my life, it wasn't any accident. At the time, it felt like it was, but it was not an accident at all. But there was a friend of mine who was not a friend of mine at all. I sent an email to, not knowing who I was sending it to, but it went seemingly to the wrong person, but it was the right person. And that's Margarita Brigham. And she ended up being the recipient of an email of mine. And she sent me back an email, and we ended up connection. And she was such an awesome space holder for me, where she just really sat there and was able to hold space and hold presence and listen to whatever it was that I was experiencing at that time. And we've became really great friends, and she's became like a mentor teacher for me. I've been taking classes from her, doing goddess yoga, and really tapping into like more of who I am on a spiritual level. And I just appreciate her and want to just shout out, telling her like how proud of her I am and thank her so much. Also doing a shout out to the other people in my life. I mean, I know that Nicole, I just love you to pieces, and I'm so glad that you've aligned in my life. And Betty, you too, you guys are my sisters, and I love you so, so much. And the other people I know that are really experiencing dissidence in their life, I love you too. I love you, Mary, and I love you, Todd, and I can't even go through all the list, John, and everybody else, but I just thank everybody for being here tonight.
Yes, definitely. We want to thank everybody for being here, and great turnout, and a lot of people on the phone line. So, Christy, where do you want to go from here?
Man, let's just, like, take some calls.
Okay.
Let's get going. Let's see how we can serve some people tonight.
Sounds great. All right. So, folks, call on in, 347-884-8245, and then make sure you press the 1 on your phone to speak to Christy. I'll be coming to you in the screening room to get your first name, so please be by your phones, and let's take the first call, area code 845. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name?
Hey, Mike. It's Todd from New York.
Hi, how are you, Todd? I'm so happy to hear your voice. I've been really holding some space and presence for you over the last few days, and man, what a relief it is to hear you.
Wow, thank
you
so much. Hi, Christy.
Yes.
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing better now.
Yay.
Since I turned the show on.
Yay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for all of your support and all of the love that you send out to the world. You know, your presence is definitely needed. And I hear that train in the background, and I'm like going, wow, that's movement coming for you, friend.
Yeah, I'm right on the river, right on the train tracks.
Is there a specific question I can help you with tonight?
If you could tell me, oh, stupid train again. I was just wondering about my health in general. If you see anything or have any idea. I've been worried about my adrenals.
Okay. If it's okay with you, I want to just tap into your energy.
Sure.
Okay. And I just want to call forth the directions from the west, the directions from the north, the directions from the east, the directions from the south, the directions from below, the directions from within, the directions from above, calling forth the Holy Spirit to be my guide, my higher self aspect, and the higher self aspect of Todd. Okay. You're at a very transitionary period right now. You're in that shaking away from, like I was talking in the beginning of the show when I was talking about the awakening, and you're in a great big period right now where the things that you're not are being shook off and out of your life, and it feels like you are very much so like in a cocooning period where you're requiring a lot of sleep, a lot of TLC. You're you've got a lot of uncertainty in your life. anything that is appearingly to be going on with your health is only a message from your body to listen to it and to really honor what's coming up for you. You're not in any kind of, from my point of perspective, and of course I'm not a doctor, but from my point of perspective on a spiritual level and speaking to you, coming through with the message that you have from Source, your health is not in jeopardy to where you have to be worried for losing your life. It's just really a time for you to be in a state of allowance and really honor the need of your rest and to really nurture you. So fill yourself up with things that are going to be life-giving. If you find yourself in a place where you see that you have a lot of dissonance coming in or thoughts that are not serving you, begin to flood your mind instead with things that are going to serve you. And that simple divine order adjust, divine order adjust. And as you begin to say divine order adjust, it will transfer you right back into being in alignment with who you really are. You've got a giant plan and a purpose set up for your life, and everything that you've ever experienced is going to be used for the good, I promise you. So just keep hanging on, my friend.
Thank you. I that's my plan.
Yes.
Divine order adjust.
Divine order adjust, yes.
Okay, just writing that down.
Perfect. And you've got movement coming. That train is definitely, I mean, anytime a train or an airplane or anything like that comes up in a reading, it's showing me that you're moving forward, that you've got movement coming in. So the season that you're in is coming to an end, and you're going to start seeing movement forward. So just trust that too.
Wow, thank you so much.
Moving forward in a higher direction. You're welcome.
And I love you, and thanks for the time.
You're welcome. I love you so much, Todd. I'm just cheering you along.
I appreciate it. I couldn't do it without you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Todd. All righty. Okay, call on in, folks. We're here with Christy Lee. The phone number to the radio show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on the phone to speak to Christy. We're going next to the Caribbean, and Natasha, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. Good night.
Hi, Natasha. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Christy. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty excited. What an opportunity to get to speak to somebody who's in the Caribbean. Thank you.
Yeah, it's
calling.
Pretty rainy over here right now.
Oh, nice. Nice. The rain is so awesome.
Yeah, that's. I prefer it to the hot sun.
Oh, yes. Do you have a specific question for me?
Yes. I am also in a place of a lot of transition right now. And I'm currently self-employed. And I am looking to get a full-time job so I can get some financial security under my belt. So I was wondering if you could look into that for me.
Okay. Give me just a moment. Is it okay with you if I tap into your energy and
absolutely.
Let's see what's going on? Okay. So just calling forth the higher self of Natasha and asking for your angel guides to step forward and to deliver the perfect message for you tonight in the way of finances. Okay, kind of interesting. I'm getting, you're in a transitionary, and I'm seeing that you have got ideas and things that are inspirational that are being given to you right now, and that you are moving into a time of new beginnings. So I'm not seeing that you're going to be stepping into employment for others. I'm seeing more like that you're going to be stepping out further into your own. So are you beginning to have, like, are you remembering any of your dreams or starting to get, like, repetitive messages during your waking hours?
I'm having problems with remembering my dreams right now, but I am getting repetitive messages. I'm an artist. I'm a graphic designer and a jewelry designer. And I do tarot readings and so on. So what I've been getting is what you are confirming as well, that like more opportunities will be opening up and so on. But I'm just more concerned about like financial stability more than anything. Mm-hmm. So I just want to know if like what I'm going to be doing is going to help me in terms of sustainability.
Honey, it's time for you to own that worth. Own your worth. Own your gifts. So I am sensing that you have a little bit of past life-y stuff going on, like a vow of poverty, meaning that when you step up into your gifts completely, that it's like a servitude, like I will serve, but I won't be compensated for. So I'm seeing a little bit of that right now, but if you want right now, we can clear that out of your Akasha, and that should open you up to easily receive compensation for what you're doing. Do you want that?
Yes, by all means.
Okay, and we'll just go ahead and source God universe, highest aspect of me, calling you forth now with the highest aspect of Natasha, calling forth all of her angels, guides, beings, calling out her Akashic record, being able to bring forth, just give me just a moment here, and we're going to work on your Akasha. Okay, so you've got the, it's kind of like almost like if you think about in this lifeline, a person that is like a nun or a monk or something like that, where they're have that kind of a contract, and then you've got like some countercopy contracts and mirrors. So we're going to go ahead and just clear those out of your Akasha now.
Okay.
And just all countercopy copies, all mirrors, all anything. And just any of the energy that has gone towards those, let's go ahead and call it back to you now. And we're going to go ahead and mark it as complete. And then just let's cash in on your goods, right? Let's go ahead and cash in on all of the service that you've already been doing. And let's just open up that windfall so the abundance just fall in your lap with that using phrase. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Perfect. We'll just let your all of your ancestors that are of the vibration of love or above just go ahead and assist with that, as well as your angels and guides. And you're just going to start finding that streams of income are going to come to you in miraculous ways that should have cleared it out for you. You still with me?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead and please report back in, Natasha. I'm really excited to see how the financial side of that opens up for you. So let me know. I can't wait.
Okay, I will definitely do that. I have you as a friend on Facebook, so if anything changes, I can send you a message.
Okay, awesome. I'm super excited because I can just see it like right there and it's yours. So just expect like miracle blessings to start pouring forward. It's just going to be like you've got that literal like fortune falling at your feet, and just keep doing what you're doing. Shine bright, my love.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good
day. Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for your call there from the Caribbean, Natasha. Appreciate you. We're here with Christy Lee, and she is here taking your calls. So call on in, folks, 347-884-8245. Before we go to the next call, Christy, how do folks reach you for, like, private sessions?
Okay, well, you can take down my number, which is 251-599-5820, or catch me over on the website, which is popintunein.com. Or hit me up on Facebook, and I'm just Christy Lee, K-R-I-S-T-Y, and that's Lee, L-E-E.
Okay, and we do have all that contact information on the show page, so you can easily find it and go to that, and the website is linked up. You can click on it, it'll take you to another page, so you can do that while you listen to the show. Going next to Virginia, the state, and let's bring in Janice to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Janice. How are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Oh, man. It's so good tonight. It's wonderful that you're here.
Yeah. I wanted to come on. I wanted to ask you about, I have an appointment tomorrow with a doctor, and I'm trying to, you know, figure out, I mean, if you can tell me how it might go, or, you know, how things are, you know. I'm a believer, and I have faith, and so I believe in healing. So I always, you know, believe that everything is going to be fine before.
Have you recently had some tests done?
Have I recently had tests done?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. Okay, I'm not sure. I just started, like, seeing, like, a little bit of flashes of tests, like I'm running a blood and different tests like that. So I was just kind of like,
That was some months ago, a few months ago with my regular yearly main primary physician where you get the blood test every 6 months. I had that done. I mean, and that everything came back fine. But that was a few. So yeah, that was like 6 months ago, almost 6 months ago.
Yeah, I just like started getting like little flashes of that. I'm like, wait a minute, what's this? give me just a moment. Is it you're going to the doctor for anything in specific, or is it just kind of checkup-y?
No, well, it's a yearly, and it's usually fine.
I was sensing that everything was fine, too, but give me just a minute. Is it okay if I tap into your energy and just ask to be shown if there's anything that you need to be alerted of?
Oh, most definitely. Tap in.
Okay, thank you so much.
Tap, tap.
The source code. There we go. Source God Universe with the highest aspect of me. I call you forth now, again, with the highest aspect of Janice.
Janice Harper.
Just asking for any answers or anything that she needs to be mindful of at this point in her reality and the way of health. I'm not sensing that there is anything at all to be alerted of. I'm sensing that you've got everything going on pretty well at this point in time. And so I don't think that there's anything that you should be concerned about. Just keep speaking that health over your life. And I can't wait to hear back, you know, from getting that confirmation tomorrow at your doctor. You've got it. Just keep doing whatever you're doing. Think good thoughts, speak good words, speak life over yourself, over your experience, and you've got it, girl.
Right. Thank you, because that's
no need to worry.
I really appreciate it. And I didn't see anything being different from the past years. But I just figured I would call in and, you know, see what you might have, you know, if you had any thoughts. But I expect it to be fine.
Yeah, the only thing I'm hearing, are you getting outside very much? Are you giving yourself outside time?
I've been walking a little bit more outside at work during the day for the past couple weeks.
Okay, just keep up with that outside time. Getting that fresh breath of air and, you know, really connect into the outdoors, you know, Mother Earth, Gaia, and really all of the creatures that are around you, all the plant kingdom, all the animal kingdom, and it's going to keep doing you well.
Good. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All
blessings.
Right.
Yes.
Blessings to you.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we thank you for your call, and we're going to go next up to Michigan, and Alicia, welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in, Alicia. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thanks. Well, I do have a question.
Okay.
Okay. So, I have quite a few business opportunities going on all at once, and I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed with choosing my direction or really choosing how to work all of this. I'm at a point in my life was extremely transitory. My husband and I have separated, so we're going to be filing for divorce within the next year, and I have a 4-year-old son that I have to take care of, you know, and myself as well. So I just wanted to know the type of clarity and guidance that you can give me.
Okay, well, first I just want to wrap you in all of my divine love and just, like, really, like, know
that. It's okay, baby. It's okay. Just a minute.
Sorry. Go ahead.
That everything that's getting shook away from your life right now, that even though it seems that it is really hard and you're like, what in the world am I going to do? Know that you've got support all around you. I can just really see that you have surrounding around you. You've got four angels, and they are definitely there putting you in the arm of protection and working things out for you at a higher level. So keep on holding on and really give yourself credit, any of that beat up energy, you know, any of that stuff that you've got going on, like sort of woulda, shoulda, didn't,
oh my goodness, all
of that stuff. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's time to really just surrender to it and let it go. So your turn to be free of all that mess. And let's talk a little bit about employment. If you can give me let's do, like, what are your options, and let's get the best idea out of the thing that you've got going. I'm seeing so much scattered energy that I'm like, I don't know. So let's take that energy and let's single focal it, and let's see what guidance comes through on each one. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, there's five or possibly six. The first one is I recently moved, and my best friend's father told me that his company is hiring, got an interview, they offered me the position, first interview. Haven't heard back from them. It's for a concierge management at a condominium. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that one. And then I'm also actively involved in forex trading, cryptocurrency, like building a team and just growing my cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin. And the second one, well, the third one, would be credit repair specialist. And the fourth one is social media management. Like, I have a course on, you know, how to teach me how to do all that and, you know, become my own employer. And the last one is, it's kind of also involved with the cryptocurrency, but it also involves, like, gold and silver as well. So those are...
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's everything.
Okay. Okay, so you're really seeking something that you can do at home so you can be a mom.
Yeah.
And, yes, yeah, so you're not having to leave the house. It's like, okay, you've got something that's perfect that's going to open up for you. So let's go ahead and just ask question by question and give me just a moment.
Just a minute, Angela.
Sorry.
Okay, so the concierge management is an option, and it's not a definite, like, yes, but it's something that certainly can open up for you, and it wouldn't be, like, an opportunity that's going to sink you. But let's see what opens up as being your very best, okay?
Okay.
So we're looking at the four-time grade of building a team, and let's just see what comes forward. The four-time trade is a no. It's going to be too much work, and it's not something – it's going to put your life out of balance. So that's a no. Don't go for that one. Let's go into the credit repair and see what your answer is coming through on that. Give me just a moment. And that one is a maybe, and it's like a wait for perfect timing. Let's look at the social media. I mean, it can still be a maybe, but it's not a definite yes. It's not like that. Yes, do it with everything you've got. So the social media, that one is a good option, actually. Out of everything we've said so far, that is the best of the three. and not like that confirmative, like, yes, jump for it. You're going to bring in all the abundance that you need. You can stay at home. Everything's going to be great. So let's keep going. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we've got coming on the gold and silver. And that's a negative ghostwriter. So out of everything you have right now, the strongest one is going to be on credit repair is the strongest one. Second would be the concierge management. But I'm really thinking you've got something else opening behind that. I'm really thinking like you're kind of on the right path, but not exactly there. And the words that are coming through for you, have you thought about working for somebody like as a consultant up and running business where you can maybe help like with their event scheduling and arranging everything with that, like maybe somebody that's big name-ish that does events and like travels around the world. I'm thinking that something like that would be of a higher alignment. Those are the words that are coming through. So
that's interesting.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Cause I really
think
that you're good at bringing people together.
Yeah, okay, okay. I have a friend that's a celebrity.
Okay.
So, yeah. That, and, you know, he's a musician and, you know, he knows other, like, celebrity musicians and things like that, too. And so we have been talking about a business venture that he's involved in. But it's actually more so, it's more so on the energy side.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a big old go. Yeah, you've got a definite yes, ma'am, on that one. So that was a lot higher alignment. Yes.
Oh. Okay. I don't know why.
You already knew
that,
though, right? You already knew.
I mean, I have so many things going on. It's like kind of hard to. You know, it's low.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Colin, let's do a session and let's get your energy just like balanced out for you, and then you'll be able to have some crystal clarity. Be sure
okay.
and look me up and get a hold of me, and I can certainly help with that. Let's bring you
okay.
into a semblance of just like balance, clear out all that other stuff, and give you single focal. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Perfect. Yay! So I'm excited.
Oh, I'm getting hot.
Yeah, you've got some clearing going on right now. Be sure and drink some water, okay?
Okay.
Yes. I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, hon.
Many blessings.
Many blessings. All right.
Alrighty, thanks for your call, Alicia. And let's go out here with about 14 minutes left to Maui in California. Welcome.
You.
Well, hello, Maui. Yay.
I love Maui. Hello, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I am doing fantastic today.
Well, that is awesome. Is there a question that you have directly for me tonight?
Actually, there is. My nickname is Maui, and I recently have discovered I have some type of gifts. I'm not sure exactly what they are, but I do have some, and I'm just curious if you can pick up on me using any of my gifts in working with either the special needs community, the autism community, specific to communication with those that are nonverbal and things of that nature.
I definitely see that you are at that. It's kind of interesting, right? The awakening part that we talked about at the beginning of the show. And I think I talked to you a couple weeks ago. So you definitely are at that time of an awakening and really coming more into, like, who am I? And I know I've got some gifts, and what am I supposed to do with them? And
yes.
I can see that you definitely are going to be able to work with some special needs kids. And in that, because you really have a love for that, right? And you're able
yes.
to see beyond, like, the semblance of what appears to be, like, wrong with them, which you can hold that vision and really connect in. And so I think that's a really great thing for you. again, I would suggest let's get you into some grounding. Let's get you grounded. You're able to really, like, hone in on your gifts and bring them into fruition in this body so you can be of that service, because you're ready to step on up and go, like, use me. But we need to get you in that body and really so you can understand what you're experiencing at a little higher level.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I hope that you choose to give me a call and, you know, set up something so I can work with you one-on-one and I can help you,
you know,
come like back into your body.
Yes. You know, I really wanted to. I had written down information and just, you know, things happen and I, you know, get busy doing things, and I've been trying to, like, you know, get rid of extra stuff, sell it, donate to the homeless. I mean, I'm always, you know, that's my number one mission is, what can I do? You know, who needs help? You know, I always ask 2 times a day, you know, in my prayers, I say, you know, please put me in the path of someone who needs my assistance. Who needs my help? And it so happens that every day someone needs my help. But I feel like I have such a calling, you know, towards public speaking, towards just really being an advocate for those who cannot even speak for their own selves. And, you know, coming up with, you know, maybe a new type of communication or an enhanced communication. Because, you know, we're just missing, you know, with the autism rate that is so high. It's just like we're missing them. We're not reaching them, and we need to find a way.
Yes. Yes. And I so agree. You've got like a lot of cheerleaders all around you going like, yes, we're ready to use you.
You're
being completely celebrated to, you know, being stepping forward and saying like, yes, that you want to be used for your special gifts and abilities. So I am excited. And I think that you've got some really great things that are occurring and even going to occur at a higher level. It's just a matter of what step you up in your power and really give you clear vision about who you are. You would be so perfect to work with on, you know, like one of my clients that I work with, like on a coaching level or whatever, to where you can really start to get, step up in your power and own that stuff, girl, and really see yourself with that crystal clear clarity. So I really hope that you choose to reach out and connect with me, because I would love to work with you.
Oh, thank you so much. I actually, I guess people have heard me call in and, you know, all of a sudden on Facebook, everyone is just being so incredibly sweet to me and offering me free coaching, you know, just really, I mean, all of a sudden, and I feel so lucky, and, you know, people have reached out for me and to me to do coaching, and, you know, it's like, where do I begin? I'm feeling
discern
so happy
it.
That,
yeah,
it's wonderful.
It. Yes, you've
it's
got
really
a lot of
wonderful
people around you. I mean, as soon as you step up and you say yes to your calling, you've got the whole universe conspiring to help. And so just really go
I
into discern.
I do. And the thing is, I don't know if it's because, well, I know. Well, it's because I give, and I give to the homeless, and I give to the needy. And all the people that are stepping forward, do you know that no one is charging me? No one is charging me a dime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like everyone is just stepping forward and saying, let me help you. And I'm just feeling like so lucky and, you know, so honored that, you know, I have all this help just at my fingertips.
That's amazing. Yes. Just remember, like, you're worth an investment too, though. So, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Put it into, just keep investing in you and keep, you know, accepting the help that's all around you, because you definitely have got such a loving energy and such a beautiful heart, and the whole universe is conspiring to help you. So just keep saying yes.
Oh my goodness.
And you've got this, my girl.
Can I ask you one other question? Do we have time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. What I wanted to ask is, well, my nickname is Maui, and I am pretty much, you know, in my mind, I'm already there, but I want to move back to Maui, have that as my home base. But I know I'm going to be doing public speaking. I know I'm going to be traveling. Do you see me Like having a central base and traveling, or I mean, do you see me living in Maui?
You definitely need to have a central base in order to, you know what I mean? You need to keep a semblance with yourself so you have a place that you can call home. And I feel like, I mean, obviously Maui is your home, or you wouldn't be calling yourself that. So, yes, absolutely.
Right.
Make that your central base. Okay. Let yourself be there. And you can even open up and start beginning once you get up and really start understanding what your gifts are and get your message to where you can clarify, be TED Talk ready, so to speak. And really, it's about owning your elixir. That's the words that are coming through to me, which is kind of cliche because that's what I'm all about, is owning your elixir. But
yes,
owning like all the things that you've ever gone through in your life that have felt as if they were poisonous darts tossed into your back, taking all of that and extracting the gold and the pearls of great price, the things that came through that really great pressing down and the irritants, and then turning that into the medicine you then deliver to the world. And once you do that, holy crap, girl. So you just need to really work towards that, and you are a powerhouse. The whole universe is there to support you, and I can't wait.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Every single one of us has had struggles in our life, and some of more so than others. And some of us, you know, have you know, served time, you know, in prison. Some of us have, you know, served time in bad marriages. Some of us have suffered so badly. And I really believe that is those that suffer badly, the homeless, you know, people that are suffering disease and whatnot, that I don't know, it's almost like their, you know, their suffering gives them more avenue for blessings later because they have suffered so much.
It's,
you know,
the medicine. It's what turns into your medicine that you then give the world. Once healed and integrated, holy crap. And you are 100% right. It's like we signed up for that, Seth, so we could, like, own the shadow and transcend the pain of it and then stand up and, you know, bring that hope and that compassion to others. And so that's what it's
and,
all
you know,
about. Yes, it's those hard life
think
plans that we signed up for.
oftentimes I think what happens is, you know, everyone gets busy in life and, you know, it's like we get kind of tossed to the side and the fringes. And in the fringes, that's where the homeless people are. You know, that's where everything's been forgotten. And you know what? We need to focus at 10%. You know, had God said, you know, give 10%. Well, no matter who your God is, no matter who you believe in, you know what? You give your 10% to the fringes because that will bring you more wealth than you can possibly imagine.
I definitely am all about, like, you know, I think it's a personal thing where each person has, like, their own thing that they feel called and drawn for, whether it's somebody giving to their grandchild, whether it's somebody giving to their next-door neighbor, somebody at the, you know, with the elderly, at the old folks' home where the people are suffering there, or the lunch kitchen, or the little kids in a playground, or the homeless person on the corner, or whatever it is. I think that everybody has that heart that draws them towards who they should serve and how they should serve and give. But I do believe that it is all about service. There is nothing about this life that isn't about service. And it's about all of us really, like, owning our elixir and finding that which lights us up when we get to feel that real pull and draw to go towards that and be a blessing to them. But you can't, I mean, even smiling at the cashier at the gas station, we don't ever know what somebody's gone through, and being able just to, the red light and waving at somebody that you don't even know, all of those things touch lives. And I hear things all the time, read things and whatever, like, I was going to commit suicide and I was at that red light and somebody waved at me and I just felt hope again. So nothing is, like, smaller than the most largest, you know. It's just a matter of everybody really dropping to their heart and seeing how can we serve? What's the best thing that we can do in alignment with those people today?
And I swear to you, I think what's happening, too, is, like, it will, at least with me, the more I give, the more I receive. And so I walked into this place, and I don't know what I was looking for. I was lost. I walked into this store, and I said, oh, wow, those bags are really nice. I said, you know, I actually, I love those bags. I said, I put together bags for the homeless. I have bags for men, which are backpacks, but for women, these are purses.
Yeah.
And, you know, everywhere I go, people either donate stuff to me, I don't even ask, or they give me a substantial discount because they know I'm going to fill my bag with toothpaste and deodorant and brushes and, you know, Q-tips and I'm going to just hand that to someone. And the thing is, I don't know if people realize that about me when I walk in the door because I have a little glow about me, but people are giving me stuff to give to the homeless. I mean, literally giving it away to me.
Yeah, the whole universe will conspire to help you when you step up and say yes. That's it. So that's what you're doing,
but
my love.
But I am
proud
one person. But I am just one person.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I can't give away this stuff fast enough.
Right.
No?
Ask for more assistance to come along in the line with you. You've got it. Everything is.
I'm going to, and Michael's going to help me.
Yeah.
Michael's going to help me with that. Believe me. Anyway,
yes.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so
too, Maui. Blessed be. I can't wait to hear from you.
Okay, and love to you, Michael, and all that you do.
Yeah.
Right. Love to you too, Maui. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, well, we just have a little over a minute left. Christy, do you want to let the folks know how people can reach you again?
Man, I want to ask you, is there any way we can push time over just a little bit and let me just take everybody through maybe a five-minute clearing? Because I was going to do that in the beginning.
Oh, okay, yeah, 5 minutes,
sure.
That
we were going to.
You got it.
Instead of anything else, let's do that because I really just feel like we need to. How does that sound?
Okay, sounds great.
All right. So I'm just going to go ahead and balance and center again. And if everybody just wants to take in that deep breath in, down into the belly. And just go ahead and on the exhale, releasing any and everything that might be feeling heavy. Anything that you might have been holding. And just calling forth each and every person on the call, calling forth your angels, your guides, your higher self. To bring forth healing through all time, space, dimension, reality, past, present, parallel, in through our DNA, the RNA, into the future. Allowing this healing just to be set forth now and allowing that brilliance of Source, God, that energy from Mother Earth, from all of the beings of love and above, just to continue to work with each and every person for as long as you need, calling forth all of the assistance to align out in your life, anything that you might be struggling with, feeling that there's people on the call tonight that might be struggling with housing, might even be people on the call tonight that are in a situation that are homeless. I'm feeling and sensing that there's people on the call tonight that are dealing with things that have been spoken over their life for health issues, feeling that there's people that are really struggling on the call tonight with depression, feeling like you've really been walking out into the darkness, not knowing if you're going to ever pop back out, and just calling and healing for all of those things. Just a point of creation to the point of destruction, all points in between, allowing that energy just to come forth now and just to clear, cancel, delete, and instead bringing in the semblance of love, support, peace, abundance, opening up housing, speaking out housing for any and all people that are on the call tonight or that might be listening out in the future, anyone that is suffering without a place to feel safe to them or not even having any housing at all, just allowing that energy just to move forward now, planting the seeds and allowing to come into fruition with ease and grace, opportunities that can allow you to move in without any problem of having to come up with ID, deposits, anything that might be a stop or a block, anything of not even having that money, just letting a miracle blessing angel and humans into your reality, now and immediately and allowing that to happen at the perfect time for each of you. Anyone that is struggling with health issues, just saying I'm taking power and authority over those health issues now, allowing the messages that is coming forth in the body to be spoken, to be heard, for that lesson to be downloaded, and claiming perfect health, head to toe, sole of the feet, back to the head, clearing out any and all that is dissidents are calling, causing any kind of upheaval or whatever, and just claiming pure health because you were created to live and walk this earth with perfect health. Anyone that's carrying anything on their shoulders is feeling like it's really heavy, we're lifting that off of you now, bringing in that peace that surpasses all understanding. Anybody that's been suffering with darkness, we're going to give you light instead, being able to balance out the yin and the yang, that fire and the water energy is really coming in where the water can cool off the fire and that darkness, bringing in the sun of God. Anybody that's got dissidence going on in your families, any kind of relationship stuff, I'm feeling a lot of heaviness from relationship stuff, stuff that's coming in past lifey, people are bringing in timelines that are merging right now. We're just going to go ahead and allow the Haro line to come in, aligning out the timeline so you're walking one parallel only, the one that's of the highest of alignment, allowing the activation of the God code and just really bringing in an alignment now. Balance and harmonizing the left and right hemisphere of the brain, the pituitary gland and the pineal gland, going ahead and clearing them out, releasing off any and all of the toxins or chemicals, anything that is not for your greatest and highest good, and allowing instead purity, clear vision. Any of the stress that's being held in the forehead, clearing that now, bringing in peace instead. Anybody, I'm feeling a lot of cheese stuff going on. I'm not sure what that's about. Maybe a little bit of anger. We're going to go ahead and just clear that out. And, you know, you can actually have a third set of tea. So anybody that's been having some tea stuff, we're going to go ahead and bring in healing to bring that in. Sensing a little bit of seizure stuff. In fact, I've got somebody that had called in that today. So anything that's going on with the that click in the brain, you know, where it's firing off of one another and it's not aligning perfectly, we're going to go ahead and let brand new neurons go and fire off in a way that's going to work for you instead. Anybody that's suffering with vision problems, we're going to go ahead and take that and give you clear vision, not only vision outwardly, but vision inwardly. Anyone that is suffering with anything with being able to speak your truth or really stand up in your power, we're going to go ahead and clear that out and just give you the freedom to speak. Speak your truth, even if your voice shakes, even if your knees are knocking, allowing you really just to let your words become a voice and to be heard, and providing you with the people in your life that can hold that presence, that can really hear you. Anyone that has given their power away or have had their power stolen from them, we're going to go ahead and just bring in so much healing and so much clearing for that, and really giving you the strength to stand up, owning your worth, standing up in your power, speaking your truth, and really seeing who you are at a higher level. Opening up just that womb area, both that inner sun area, and allowing it just to expand out, shining bright, allowing everybody to own that God spark that's within, really connecting in, calling forward that we can have dreams and visions and more of a knowingness and an understanding, and really helping out with the awakening so each and every person, you can know who you are. Know who you are beyond every story. Know who you are beyond everything that's ever happened to you in this entire lifetime that seemed complicated or unsupportive. And instead being able to turn that into your wisdom and your understanding, giving visions that are clear, support that's right there before you, people popping up in your life that's going to be able to really guide you into that next place in your life. people that have been suffering with any kind of financials, we're just going to open that windfall and let you cash in on your goods, walking into that Garden of Eden, what's promised to you as children of God on earth, letting you have all of the abundance just roll forth in your life with the support of our mother, Mother Earth. Everybody being able to hear the whispers that are coming through the wind from your guidance system, from all of the beings that are trying to connect with you and communicate that are of the vibration of love or above, really having more of an understanding of what's going on in the interconnectivity, allowing any and all things that are happening with the children who are not able to speak for themselves, that nonverbal communication is understood by their caretakers. Any of the immunization that's been put in bodies that has created any kind of a deficit against the body, we're clearing that out now, and we're claiming perfect health over each and every one of those children, each and every one of those even adults, wrapping so much love coming into each and every home, bringing in a semblance of peace and allowing that peace just to pour in now, peace that is greater and grander than anything that you have ever experienced in your entire lifetime, allowing you to wake up to the magic of being alive. Ooh, that serendipity and the joy, that childlike wonder. And just going ahead and letting this continue to pour forth, activating and aligning everybody to the very next highest level that they can go, lifting everybody to the very next trajectory for their lives at this moment that will happen with ease and with grace. Just pouring forth all of that divine love now. Just saying that it's going to continue going forward for as long as everybody needs. Whether on this call or listening in the future, it's here for you. You are supported and you are loved dearly. And whatever hand feels most comfortable to you, either right over left or left over right, just go ahead and place it over your heart now. And just hold it there for a few moments. And I give everybody permission to say yes to you. And I hope that each and every one of you give yourself permission to say yes to you too. You are your first friend and you will be your last friend. And you matter. You are important. And there is nothing that you have done or have been through that would make you not worthy. And I just send you all of my love, and I thank you. And just whenever you're all ready, just go ahead and you can begin to wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, and just open your eyes and just come back into the room that you're in. Just taking in that deep breath and just pouring out some joy energy, just giving everybody a little bit of sunshine and a lot of laughter. Ooh, and everybody that is going to bed this evening, we're just going to go ahead and give you peaceful sleep. And everybody that is awakening right now and it's your morning or afternoon or whatever, we're just going to give you a blessed day. And we just thank you for that. We just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. So it is, so it be. So with me, Michael.
Oh, yes, I'm here. I just giving you time to, I don't know exactly when to. I don't want to over. Yes, that was beautiful. That was really good. That was good. Thank you for that.
To another planet.
know. We're all just kind of coming out of it. So.
Yeah, it was powerful, right? It was so good.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All righty. Well, thanks, Christy. You do a beautiful job, and we're very thankful for you.
You're welcome. And just a huge shout out to everybody. Thank you. And thank you, Michael. I so appreciate you too. Keep on keeping on. You're doing excellent.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. And so thanks to Christy and everybody here. Everybody
Yay!
Gets a round of applause. We will see Christy next week's show. Thank you again, Christy. Have a good night.
Blessed to be. Thank you.
All righty. That was beautiful. And thank you, everybody out there listening here to Journey into the Light. We'll be back tomorrow for a full range of shows. So we'll see you then. We'll start tomorrow at 5 Eastern. Enjoy your evening. And much love to all of you and all that you do. Be blessed.